2 years ago, Australia's red meat industry set itself the goal of becoming carbon neutral by 2030. Around 700 producers have taken up the cause nationally, but it's not an easy transition, and only a handful have achieved it. So how realistic is that goal for an industry that's traditionally known for its greenhouse gas emissions? Tyne Logan took a look at how the red meat business is cracking down on carbon.
These days, it may not be enough to provide a well-cooked steak or a rack of lamb. For chefs like Ash Martin from Brisbane restaurant Spices Balfour, you also need to meet a diner's demand for an environmentally responsible meal.
People are really educated and they want to know where the food's from and who's doing it.
Studies have shown production of red meat is one of the biggest contributors to climate change. Jigsaw Farms in Hamilton in Western Victoria looks like a typical cattle and sheep station. But owner Mark Wooten is one of just a handful of red meat producers in Australia to be carbon neutral.
I am concerned about the risk of what's going on. I have four children and we wanted to make sure that we're doing the least harm that we could.
In 2017, Peakbody Meat and Livestock Australia vowed to be carbon neutral by 2030. For Mark Wooten, that's meant planting enough trees to offset the emissions from his sheep and cattle.
Most of the things you do add value to your business, they add value to your production system, and you end up having more money in your pocket because you're making more lambs, you're making more calves. It's not like one's fighting the other.
MLA is also researching other ways to reduce emissions, from methane-reducing feed to developing livestock breeds that are better for the environment. Managing Director Jason Strong says they're big changes and they'll require an industry-wide commitment if they're to succeed.
The industry recognised the consumer sentiment and interest in the impact that our industry has on greenhouse gas emissions.
In Western Australia, the target has been broadly welcomed, but there's some confusion about how to achieve it. Boyupbrook grass-fed beef producer Warren Pensini is moving towards becoming carbon neutral by using rotational grazing and planting more perennial grasses.
Methodologies around how it's being measured are really only just starting to get settled. The equipment that you need to do it is quite technical, so as a farmer, it's probably we can't justify owning that equipment ourselves. I think it's great to have goals, absolutely, but I suppose you've got to back that up with actions and really clearly explain to the industry how that's going to be done.
Mr. Pensini has enlisted carbon consultant Kent Broad, who says more needs to be done to convince producers that being carbon neutral is worthwhile.
I think education is a big part, and fear as well. I think they think that it's going to stop them from doing what they've always done. And whilst under certain methodologies they have to change their management, it actually is the opposite.
Carbon consultant Kent Broad, and that report from Tyne Logan.